This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's 603-283-6160. Ian Bonnie Conan here as we kick off the second hour. On the way here tonight, Bonnie wants to talk about Bill Gates saying the energy crisis is a good thing. It's a good thing to pay two, three, four, maybe even five or more times as much for your energy bill?
Sounds like something a depopulationist would say.
Yeah, we'll see what he has to say for himself here in a little bit. Plus, Cal Gas, we will get into what that's all about. Conan has that story as well. Again, phones are open here at 603-283-6160. And I got to give another apology to our radio listeners. We were trying to figure out what the hell's going on the internet here. Tried multiple different routes so far, and something's broke out there. We apologize for the difficulties listening. Appreciate you guys being with us. So we've been talking about this situation here that we're experiencing in New England. I don't know how this is affecting the rest of the country. Would love to hear from you. Have you seen your electricity bills going up recently? If so, your local electric supplier may be relying on natural gas, or at least partially on natural gas, to generate their electricity. They're burning natural gas to spin a generator and therefore can then, you know, provide electricity to people.
And coal, which also has to be transported either by rail or by boat.
But how much coal is coming in from other countries?
I think we're getting, in New Hampshire, I think we're getting most of ours from, like, North Carolina or
West
something.
Virginia,
yeah.
Right?
West Virginia.
Yeah. I don't know how much coal comes in off, you know, from other countries. That's an interesting question. But according to the story here, the Jones Act, which is a law that restricts the movement of ships between U.S. ports, and as I understand it, that's not clear about what it does. My understanding is the Jones Act prohibits international registered ships from shipping product domestically within the United States, meaning that you cannot hire a ship from anywhere outside of the United States to take a load of product from one U.S. state to another. You have to hire somebody who's registered their ship and therefore is paying taxes and is part of the good old boys here in the United States.
And you know, probably all our ships that you would be doing that, just that, are traveling all the way over to Europe to make a profit.
They're being used
elsewhere. But you know what? When you consider how many bureaucrats and how many people are arguing against the Jones Act, which I hadn't even heard of before tonight, I call scapegoat. This is exactly what government does when they break something, and they did. It's called the whole energy crisis that we're suffering through.
They created this
through regulation and through shutting down pipelines
and going to war.
Stuff that they caused, and they're scapegoating to something else that's easy to attack, some old law, and I don't think it has anything to do with anything. Jones, maybe it does, but not doubling my
energy costs. No, the biggest problem is Russia,
energy costs.
Locking out the natural gas supply to Europe, which, of course, is coming from the sanctions that Europe and the U.S. are putting against Russia. So the big problem is the war, but we all know that's not going to stop.
Well, one thing I haven't had a update on for a long time is all of the ships that there weren't enough drivers and people working on the ships, like, did that resolve itself?
Yeah, you mean the backlog of the ships out in
California?
Out in California.
It's not just ships, it's rail, it's truckers. Everyone's having a hard time.
I don't know, Bonnie, that's an excellent question. And if you want to look into it, I'd be interested in hearing that answer.
Every time one of our truckers call in, our listeners out there in the big rigs, they're telling us how bad it is, especially in these shipping centers, where the crates are backed up and where there's not enough people. And by the way, it's not just people to work. It's a lot of it's union crap.
But you remember,
like, they can't work on Sundays and nonsense like that.
The L.A. port, for instance, they weren't working overnights. It wasn't a 24-hour port.
Right.
Joe Biden signed an executive order ordering them to go 24/7. last year.
Yeah, I remember that. Is that still happening?
I don't know. And that's the thing, Bonnie. This hasn't come back into the news, so I don't know what that means. At least we haven't seen it. And it seems like it's been at least a year since we talked about that story where there was like 60 to 100-something cargo ships that were just sitting there waiting their turn to unload their shipments from China or wherever into the Los Angeles port and Long Beach, I think, was the other one. So, yeah, I'd be very interested in knowing if that's still going on.
Well, I know as the last leg of the shipping operation, I am a courier. I deliver for Amazon and for the post office. I can tell you they can't find anyone to work for them. It is so hard. And I tell you what, and I work with a bunch of oldsters, bunch of folk who are about to retire, like in the next year or two. I tell you what, when the two guys I work with, when they retire, you ain't getting your toilet paper, your dog food, your whatever delivered to your home because there's not going to be anyone.
Do they get pensions?
Post office does.
I don't, but yeah, they do.
If they're full-time employees, they're going to get a pension.
If they're career employees, yes, absolutely. But I mean, they're not going to be here in the next couple of years, and they're, you know, when the boomers start retiring, and they've already started. It's going to be just like Japan went through their boomer retirement problem. So yeah, the last leg, I can tell you that there is an absolute shipping problem in this country, and it's not just because of energy costs. It's because you have too many people who don't want to work because I don't know whether they're living at home in mommy and daddy's basement or I don't know
are they getting
some check. It's a sad scenario that we're in, but I mean you said it a couple times this evening, you only think it hurts right now. Man, the pain is coming.
And if you're
a third world country, I mean, we're going to get by. We're going to survive the U.S.
We're just going to have to pay more.
We're going to pay more. It's going to hurt. It's going to be a decade of pain. But if you're a third world country, man, they're going to starve to death, these poor folk. I'm telling you, it's coming.
This summer, as I said, the governors of New England requested the federal government waive the Jones Act to allow for domestic liquid natural gas imports to the region. New England residents are facing some of their largest electricity bills in years and are likely to pay even more this winter because of higher gas prices. Utilities purchase electricity from generators on the wholesale market and recoup those costs from customers. The chief executive of Calpine Corp, which operates several plants in the region, said he expects fuel supplies this winter to be sufficient but expensive. The circumstances, he said, might warrant the need for the grid operator to implement stronger incentives for power producers to store or contract for firm supplies ahead of winter. He says the goal should be put in place a market mechanism that's actually durable for all but the most egregious situations, he said. New England's challenges are becoming more acute as older coal, oil, and nuclear fuel generators close, leaving gas-fired ones to serve a greater percentage of demand. Since 2013, about 5,200 megawatts of that capacity has retired. It's just gone away. According to the New England ISO, an amount equal to roughly a quarter of peak winter demand. Some older plants risk closing faster than they can be replaced by renewable energy projects, which account for the majority of new capacity proposed for the region. So, just to recap that, the people who are pushing for the so-called green energy,
the people who act like they're the ones that have empathy for other people,
right, are unable to roll out their precious green energy projects fast enough to replace the shuttering old power plants that are just closing down, the generators that are closing down on these old systems, and they're not being replaced fast enough. And that was a problem that we saw in California, where the demand to push towards green has resulted in serious supply issues out there. It's just not able to handle the demand. The demand for energy is not able to be met by this green solution at this point.
By the way, chat has asked how I'm going to cope with this energy increase. I think I've already talked about it in the past, but I'll recap. I'm going to fill my fuel tank up because the price, I think, is about as low as it's going to get currently. My oil tank, that is. I'm going to fill all my 5-gallon tanks outside. You know, for regular gasoline for vehicles and for lawnmowers and the whole nine. And I'm shutting down my entire house except one room.
Oh, wow.
I got my cot, and I'm going to sleep in my computer/library/.
You're camping in your own
greenhouse.
Have you tried out the cot yet?
Yeah, it's nice.
Wow.
And I got some nice cushions and stuff for it, too. So it's going to be cramped. But all the family is going to be in
the kitties.
Yeah, I was going to ask, are the cats going to live with you in there?
Yep.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm going to. That's how I. That's how I roll.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to be changing their habits.
I got it.
There's more here, a little bit more about this story, but it's not looking good here for this wintertime. Things are just getting rolling. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Bill Gates says the energy crisis is a good thing. We'll get his reasons for that coming up here in a moment.
His reason is he's a psychopath.
Yep.
Bonnie has the story, and you can share your thoughts as well here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. All you got to do is dial in at 603-283-6160. We're talking about some of the ways the government has made, well, they created the problem of high natural gas prices in the first place by supporting the invasion of, or rather supporting Ukraine in its fighting against Russia. That resulted in
instead of hey, why don't you sit down with Russia and have some peace talks? Yeah. Why don't you talk this through? Because you guys can, you could work this out.
No, instead
and Putin was saying he was open to it. It's not like it was like, well, Putin says he's not open to it, and we can't do that.
Well, the thing is, Putin wants what he wants, which is to say, to take the territory on the eastern side of Ukraine, and the Ukrainian government doesn't want that. And so neither of them want to
negotiate. So it's worth destroying the whole world.
Well, thankfully that part hasn't happened yet, and hopefully it doesn't get to that point.
It won't.
I'm just saying it's, I didn't even mean nuclear war. I meant destroying everything, everybody's livelihoods.
It's destroying the economy, yes.
Yeah.
You have to do that in order to build back better. That's, and by the way, that's what this is all about.
They believe.
That's what this is all about. Just be square.
It's so silly. It's just so unnecessary that's just the only conclusion you can come to is that they want this to happen so that way they are the answer.
They can hold out their golden crutches. Mm-hmm. Give out their golden crutches, which is what this. The response to the energy crisis is right now what they're discussing.
But they don't actually have a golden crutch. All they have is
excuses.
A load. Because
they have eating bugs and owning nothing. And
well, whatever they're going to do is not going to make the problem better unless they undo the things that created it in the first place.
Well, it never makes the problem better. They just say that it's making the problem better. People end up being, oh, I guess this is better because I don't remember 10 minutes ago.
That's another big problem that human beings don't remember last Thursday. And so they're prone to repeating the same mistake over and over and over again, believing, oh, if we switch from this party to this party, it'll all be better. If we get this new president, it'll all be better, but it never is.
That's all true. People do not understand that when the government hands out a check, says, oh, you guys are having a tough time buying gas. Oh, here's a check. We're going to make everything better.
Yeah, California's doing that.
I think we're getting New Hampshire is going to get $500 or something.
Wow, I didn't see that.
Who's going to get $500?
If you can apply and you have economic stress, you can get a $500 check. From New Hampshire? Well, good question. It's probably coming from one of these federal stimulus bills.
But New Hampshire's handing it out. They're handing the money out. I see. So, yeah, that's what they're going to do here. That's their golden crutch, is to just print money into thin air and then send out checks to people as though that's going to make things better. And we know that doesn't make things better. That actually just extenuates the problem by increasing the money supply, and that is what the definition of inflation is. So there's no way – that's what I'm saying. The only way out of this is to undo the things they've done would be to decide – to stop, stop supporting this Ukraine situation.
And printing money.
Stop having, not rations.
And handing out billions to the military-industrial complex. And funding Big Pharma with experimental vaccines. All kinds of, we just keep going down the list of all the things they do that is wasteful and that is just causing a deepening hole that we're stuck in. And, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's going to come down to food and electricity and no one be able to buy homes because of the real estate boom.
In a lot
there's
of times.
There are so many.
Maybe a crash now.
Well, it has to be. I mean, have you seen real estate these days?
Oh, yeah. We were just talking about it the other night. What, Bunny?
And a lot of times it's hard to figure out, who's at fault when a lot of things are going wrong in the world. But one thing we can say that, the United States could do right now is get rid of the sanctions on Russia.
Yep. That would be the smartest thing that both Europe and the U.S. could do.
And to treat them like allies, to do business with them.
And to take a neutral stance, like Switzerland had done for so many decades.
A non-intervention stance.
Correct.
Yeah, it's not like any of us, other than Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and his family, have a huge, stake in Ukraine.
Is that a coincidence, by the way?
You mean the fact that Pelosi's boy, who's this Massachusetts guy that ran for president? His son was one of the Burisma, not Burisma, but he was definitely had ties with Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all of these, all of these guys are corrupted.
Good old boys.
The good old boys, and you can't see that, and you keep voting for them over and over, thinking that they're going to bring change, and salvation.
It's just strange. No one ever heard talked about Ukraine. Like, when I was a kid and people, like, once in a while would be like, I'm French. What are you? And I'd say, oh, I'm Ukrainian. Other little kids would be like, I don't know what that is. And now it's like, nobody ever talked about it. And now people are like, oh, I care enough about this country that I think we should all pay more for gas. It's just weird.
Correct. The same people who didn't know what Ukraine was, that it was even a country 2 years ago, still can't point to it on a map right now, even though they know that we need to keep up sanctions with Russia in order to save good old Zelensky, who may or may not be real. Have you seen the, because he did a bunch of hologram work earlier this year, and so there's these green screen pictures floating around right now as we speak.
I've seen him in front of the green screen wearing his Death Star shirt or whatever.
Well, it's not just a green screen. He's surrounded by green screen and cameras all around him so that they can produce this hologram effect.
Oh, weird.
And
when you
start to hear about all of the Hollywood stars who are actually giving their likenesses over to, like, I think Bruce Willis is one of them.
Yeah.
He's sold his rights.
He did.
To be a AI forever. Who's to say Zelensky didn't do the same thing? So that when they off him because he's a problem, wanting all this money, he's always coming out with his hand out. I need more billions. Mm-hmm. I need more billions. They're gonna off this dude, and he's gonna be a friggin' deep fake hologram come soon.
I don't know. They put him in the place though. I mean, wasn't it the CIA that set him up in the first place?
Who knows?
2014?
Maybe that was the purpose of all these buildings. There's a lot of buildings in different cities that are big circles. And maybe Ian will help me remember what the word for it was. It's like chronospheres or something like that. They're big.
In Ukraine?
No, all over the world. And people, the, you know, fake history.
The Hadron Colliders.
I don't know. They're just like, they're told to be, oh, this was a form of entertainment in the, like, early 1800s. It's a place where they would have a big picture of, like, some event, like the crucifixion, and people would go there and they'd feel like they were surrounded by the whole picture and, like, they were really there. That sounds like BS to me. Why would anybody be that entertained by that to where we need one in every city? And I think it's
a sort of escapism. It's just like, it's the same reason people watch movies or listen to music or play video games.
I think it's fake. I think that those things did something else. And what you're describing was Zelensky being surrounded by green screens, maybe in the world before that, you know.
Well, they were taking pictures of every angle of his face and body so that they can upload it to a program to.
I'm just saying, maybe we had technology like that before.
I don't know. I mean, there's certainly no evidence that we know of for that, Bonnie, but that's, you know, there's always a theory that aliens brought people here or something like that a long time ago, or there's a Stargate or whatever, who knows.
Anunnaki, you were gold farmers or gold miners.
Oh, yeah.
The number here is 603-283-6160, that's 603-283-6160. So, Bill Gates is saying that the energy crisis is a good thing, and I'm looking forward to hearing his pitch. Go ahead. Convince me, Bill.
I already know where this is going.
Paying five
I think
times,
all our listeners do as well. They know how this guy thinks.
Paying five times as much for energy.
Always go back to that TED Talks. He came right out.
Did he give a TED Talk?
Yeah, he did. What was his discussion? The world is overpopulated, and I know how to fix overpopulation.
With a vaccine.
One of those is vaccines.
Yep.
Birth control. And buying up all the farmland.
All right, we got more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us on the radio.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden has announced the release of another 15 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Oil Reserve. Former Vice President Mike Pence tells Fox News that the president's own policies are the reason for the rising gas prices.
What America saw was President Biden blaming rising gasoline prices on the war in Ukraine. But look, most Americans know gasoline prices have gone up 50% before the first shot was fired.
A top Fed Reserve official believes interest rates could hit 5% if inflation doesn't slow down. Speaking at the Women Corporate Directors Minnesota chapter, Minneapolis Fed Reserve Bank President Neil Kashkari notes progress on inflation hasn't been seen yet. Check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and of course you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160 if you want to bring up whatever happens to be on your mind here tonight. With you in the studio, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Conan.
Of course you can bring up anything that is the point of the program. You can also join us online over at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy a lot of different features. They're completely free, including our chat server. It's a Matrix chat, which means it's open source, it is self-hosted, it's federated, so it's connected with other Matrix servers all around the planet, and you get a lot more freedom to express yourself there. You can create your own chat room if you want to. Let's say the dozens of rooms that are there, almost all created by listeners, by the way, aren't good enough. There's not the topic you want to discuss isn't present. You can make your own room, and then other people might join it. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com to learn how to get on the server. That's chat.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with the program, Bonnie, you had a story. We've been talking about energy prices here tonight. They've been going up, and it doesn't look like there's an end in sight. It may be going up several times. If your energy is being provided by liquefied natural gas, the world market for that is paying a lot more ever since Russia has cut off Western Europe, and now there's more middlemen involved in the process of getting Europe energy, and so therefore they're paying 3, 4, 5, mm-hmm. maybe even more times
people
for that.
People are like draining their savings and closing their
closing their businesses.
A lot of businesses are going to go out of business. If they didn't go out during COVID, they're going to go out this winter.
But according to Bill Gates, That's good. That's a good thing.
Yeah, it might be good for mega corporations like Microsoft.
Like Bill Gates.
And, yeah, and
Bezos.
You know, Amazon and Walmart and Target, because they're going to probably be able to weather the storm.
And, kill off a bunch of competition.
That's the whole point, yeah. So what does he have to say about this?
This is from Zero Hedge. It says, while people in Europe face the prospect of not being able to afford heat to, for their homes this winter and experiencing freezing dark blackouts, Bill Gates declared that, in the long run, the energy crisis is a good thing. Quote, people did get a little optimistic about how quickly the transition could be done.
The transition.
Without the Russian natural gas being available in Europe, it's a setback, he says. We need to find non-Russian hydrocarbon sources to substitute for those, so there's coal plants running and a variety of things, because, keeping, people warm, keeping those economies in decent shape is a priority, but...
No, it's not. Fighting a war is the priority for the state. That's what their priority is, obviously.
He continued, now, on the other hand, it's good for the long run, because people won't want to be dependent on Russian natural gas, so they'll move to these new approaches more rapidly, like his Breakthrough Energy Ventures Climate Technology, which is a carbon tax investment company.
That's his company?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he's right in that whenever the government puts a barrier in front of the marketplace, they will, the marketplace will find ways around it. They will act to do the best they can to keep their prices as low as possible, but the government is putting artificial barriers out there that inevitably is going to raise the prices. Even though the market's going to do things like try to build new pipelines and try to get new shipping lanes, open and try to build new relationships for energy sourcing, it's going to take time, and the government has made this harder.
Well, Gates published a State of the Energy Transition Tuesday. Like, I don't know why he thinks he gets to...
He's the expert.
Yeah. Declaring that it should be the responsibility of countries such as the United States, which have prospered from burning fossil fuels, to move to completely decarbonize all sectors of the economy. He writes, many countries in Europe and North America fill the atmosphere with carbon to achieve prosperity, and it's both unrealistic and unfair to expect everyone else to forego a more comfortable life because that carbon turned out into climate change.
Who cares about climate change? It's inevitable that it's going to change. That is what happens. Change is the only constant in life. There's always change in every aspect of our lives, including the Earth.
Do you know the other power options that he's talking about?
The solar and hydro?
Bill Gates' company, TerraPower, is building next-generation nuclear power.
Wow,
interesting. From 2021, he invested in this company, and I'm assuming he's probably buying out others and or creating them.
So what's different that they're trying to do with nuclear, does it say?
I think it's just regular old nuclear.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I mean, if that's
we know here, just the little guys at the end of the rope,
mm-hmm.
We know that wind and solar won't cut it.
No.
We know that these electric cars aren't cutting it. They're bursting into flames and burning homes down. They're running out of... Their lifespan is, 10 years? And then you have to buy a brand spanking new battery.
And that's a lot of money.
And not to mention the environmental effects of digging up all that cobalt.
Mm-hmm.
No, he knows where it's at. We know he's a smart guy. He might be a demon with man boobs, but we know he's a smart guy. We know Elon Musk is also a weird-looking dude, and he's very smart.
Well, if Bill Gates wants to be the only one building a bunch of nuclear power while other people are not allowed to build their new nuclear power plants, then we're all dependent on Bill Gates.
That would be a problem.
Well, he loves the fact that the fossil fuel industry is having the problems that they're having, because now
Bill Gates gets to the rescue.
He can step in.
Yeah.
He's got the vaccines, he's got the agriculture, he's got Monsanto, and now he's got your electric.
And he does have a plan. It says, Gates also writes, I don't think the market by itself can press reset on an entire economy in just a few decades. Adding, we need a plan to speed the process up.
Uh-oh. Central plan.
The plan is to build back better. The plan is to break the system down so that he can come in and save the day.
Well, I don't know what he means when he says the market's not going to be able to build. What was it? Press reset and build back up what?
He, he might be talking about the government needs to step in and subsidize.
That's definitely what he's talking about.
Create regulations in order, because the free markets, he's saying the free market is not capable of fixing this problem.
Yeah, he just says, I don't think the market by itself can press reset on an entire economy in just a few decades. We need a plan to speed the process up.
Yeah, see, I don't even know what press he's resets. Talking about on an entire economy in just a few decades.
I don't know, maybe he's saying it's too...
The market can do amazing things if it's actually free to operate, and it's not. In fact, one of the least free sectors of the market is energy production. It's one of the most highly regulated, I mean, next to healthcare probably, it's one of the most highly regulated sectors. There's a very limited amount of suppliers. They're limited by government licensing and restrictions. You can only choose usually from one power company in your area, and that's all you get. And it's thanks to government. They're the ones who did this.
Here's a more recent article on the TerraPower. Bill Gates' nuclear innovation company TerraPower announced Monday, that was in July of this year, it has secured at least $750 million in new funding. Funding was co-led by Gates and S. Key Gates. Is the founder, who is S. Key Gates?
I don't know.
One of his kids or something?
Could be.
Is the founder?
Didn't he have a divorce with his wife?
Yeah, but he's got a bunch of kids, right?
Yeah, so it's probably not her. What's her name?
Yeah, Melinda Gates.
Yeah. Melinda.
How do you spell Key?
Belinda, which is the, S. Key, one of South Korea's largest energy providers. Oh, S. Key Gates is a friggin' company in South Korea. They invested $250 million. The money will be used to develop nuclear energy technology and innovations in nuclear medicine, according to a statement from TerraPower. Quote, whether it's addressing climate change with carbon-free advanced nuclear energy or fighting cancer with nuclear isotopes, our team is deploying technology solutions and investors across the world and are taking note, Chris Levesque, the CEO of TerraPower, said in a statement. So they're going to town. They've stepped in.
Mm-hmm.
This is only from July. They've got pictures of their facility here.
Is it going to make energy any cheaper, or is it just going to drive more money into Bill Gates' pocket?
It's all about the competition. If he's the only provider, he can charge whatever he wants.
Mm-hmm. Or he can charge just less than what the natural gas will
and sell us our food because he owns all the seeds and the farmland.
The number here, if you want to join in, it's 603-283-6160. Bring up whatever you want to discuss. That's 603-283-6160. Is there more from Bill Gates, Lonnie? Okay, so we can also talk about cow gas.
Cow farts.
Cow farts, cow breath, cow burps. All of that is on the way, and you can share your thoughts as well. The number is 603-283-6160. Apparently, according to the Greenies.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease? Or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Conan.
You can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have there for you. And I got to apologize again to our poor radio listeners tonight. Normally, y'all get the some really great quality from Free Talk Live, and tonight is the rare exception to that rule. Hopefully, it's the internet problems are going to be cleared up tomorrow. We don't know where it's happening. It's gotten so bad; it's actually gotten worse over the course of the show. So I had to connect. I literally had to connect a phone line to our network uplink.
Is there maybe uplink. Some huge storm in the U.S. affecting one of the router hubs or something? Or
I don't know. I couldn't make it work on the internet. So we're literally on a phone quality right
now.
You're listening to
on the radio. Or?
Everybody on the radio tonight is listening to us as though we are over a phone line. It's really going to be bad. So anyway, it's better, I guess, to not have a bunch of breaking up and jitter and terrible internet connection quality. So anyway, here we are. We're here. We're going to continue with the show. I'd rather have a live show than go to some sort of a refeed or something like that. Of course, you can always listen online at freetalklive.com. I presume that's working. I don't even know. I haven't even had a chance to check it out. The number is 603-283-6160. And Bullion Max, I got to say, they come out with something that I'm really surprised with and happy to see. So this week, Goldback announced the first ever silverback.
Just the one with the dragon on it?
Dragon on it. I saw it last night.
I actually put five votes into it to get one.
Yeah, I put some in too. So what are these things? Well, we've talked a lot about the Goldback. They're beautiful, interchangeable gold money that you can carry in your wallet. It's made of real gold. I do it. I carry it in my wallet. I use them at local businesses that accept the Goldback. I've paid individuals with them for various different services and products. I'm a huge fan of the Goldback. But one of the biggest questions has been, well, how come there's not a silverback?
Well, I'm a little confused. What's so great about a silverback when silver is already pretty divisible? That's my question. Like, a little coin of silver isn't like $100, is it? It's already pretty.
1 ounce of silver is, I think, around $20 right now.
Well, you walk. I mean, it's you have a 20 in your pocket. You might have a 100 in your pocket. You might have a $1 piece in your pocket. So silver is just a smaller denomination.
But how small is this going to be? Isn't this going to be like less than a dollar?
Yeah, that's the problem with this, Bonnie. Is it doesn't work economically. So what has happened is
you have to use calculators.
No, it just doesn't work at all. So I'll explain that here. So the gold back, the smallest division of the gold back is 1/1000th of an ounce of gold right now. They're retailing for about $3.50 or $3.70. Some sellers are selling them higher than that, but that's like the lower end is $3.50 is what you'll pay for a gold back right now. 1/1000th of an ounce of silver would be like 2 cents. Right?
Yeah, I heard that today, so I was like, wow, what is the point of that? It's not like we need a bunch of 2 pence. Pieces?
Yeah, so it doesn't make any sense because the manufacturing process to manufacture the gold back is fairly costly.
Yeah,
it's fairly costly. So it just doesn't make any sense to have a silver back right now. But when you go to the gold back website and you look at their news section, it tells you all about this project and why it was done. And it was done as more of a proof of concept. Like, can you make a silverback? Can it look as nice as the goldback? Can it be at least close in usability and quality?
So why don't they just pump up the silver content and go to town?
It doesn't help, though, Conan. Think about this.
It'll be too thick, and it wouldn't be...
Yeah, it'd be too thick. It wouldn't be worth much.
So do coins.
Well, they don't do coins at goldback. You'd already get a ton of silver coins. So
yeah, I know.
Just go get some silver coins. So if you think about this, Conan, the highest denomination of the gold back is the 50, which is 51/1000th of an ounce. So there's 20 of those in an ounce, right? So you have 1/20th of an ounce. That is the thickest, largest, most, not so, you know, it's like the least usable because you can't really easily put it in your wallet. It's really thick and not easy. You can't fold it easily or bend it easily. Usually people want to use the 1s, the 5s, the 10s, maybe the 25s on some things. So if you had 1/20th of an ounce of silver, and I did just pull a silver price for today, according to Monex, is $18.47 per ounce. So let's just round up and call it $20 per ounce of silver. If you took 1/20th of that, so you know 1/10th would be $2, right? So 1/20th would be $1. The equivalent of the 50, the thickness, the toughness, you know, the unfoldability.
Even the largeness, because it's got to be bigger.
It'd be huge. Would only be a dollar's worth of silver.
So why are they even doing this?
That's what I was confused.
Unless it's some kind of a scheme.
No. So that's what you didn't let me get to.
It is beautiful. It looks good.
It's a proof of concept. So the idea is the silver bugs believe that silver is going to go up dramatically. Right? The true believers in silver... Whether this will ever happen or not, I don't know. But that's what the silver bugs believe. They think, and I think I've heard this somewhere, that silver supply is actually lower than gold. I don't know if that's true, but I've heard that rumor.
Not sure.
Silver is, of course, incredibly useful in various different industrial applications. So the argument is that silver should be on par with or somewhere closer to gold's price or maybe even higher than gold's price. Why it's so cheap by comparison?
Don't know.
I don't know.
Hey, all I know is I don't even throw real copper pennies away anymore.
But the theory is...
So yeah, I'm already there. I'm waiting for real, authentic copper pennies to be worth something sometime in the future.
Yeah, so the theory is that silver bugs believe that silver's going to go up dramatically in price. If that happens, then it will become economically feasible to actually make the silver back at a large, you know, quantity and, you know, with volume and all that. And then it'll be doable and then it'll be fine.
All right. I can buy that.
I hope they stick to dragons if they do, because I think that's cool.
That's pretty cool. So the idea was they were just going to do this as a proof of, hey, it can be done. We've done it. Here's how you do it. We can do this in the future if it becomes economically feasible. One of the things that they said they had to figure out was how to stop the silver from tarnishing. Mm-hmm. I guess that's a problem.
Well, I mean, it'd be green like a dollar, right? It might look all right.
I don't know. It doesn't seem like people.
Here's my next question. The reason I said scheme is because what are they going to charge for these? If they're only 2 cents,
and they're
charging $2 for one,
they're not for sale. They're being given away exclusively on Bullion Max.
In exchange for your email.
Right. They want to know who you are and they're going to contact you.
Yeah, and your phone number.
You can make a new email.
You can go to You can go to bullionmax.com/FTL. That's actually going to take you to a new page where you can buy their 5-ounce silver starter kit, which we've talked about before. You get a pretty great price on that. You get their employee rates, basically. And a bonus gold back, single gold back. They're going to throw that into the 5-ounce silver starter kit. When you go to the page, if you're scrolling on it for, like, I don't know, 10 seconds or something like that, the silverback offer is going to pop up. And that's where you can give them your email address and you enter in there, and then you have a chance to win one of 10,000 of these gorgeous-looking silverbacks. I don't have one. I can't tell you beyond what I've seen on the internet how this looks.
Yeah, but, but you have seen the goldbacks.
And the photos of the goldbacks don't do them justice. Right. You've got to have it in your hand to really be able to appreciate this.
I really hope somebody we know wins them because I want to see it in person.
Me too.
So, I love silver coins. I love dropping them. They make such a nice noise.
They sound great. This won't have it because it's going to be encased in plastic. But it will be gorgeous, I'm sure. The artwork looks amazing. See it for yourself. You can go. Also, I posted about it the other day on our social media. If you go to social.freetalklive.com, and if you're following the at FTL account, just scroll back to yesterday, I think, is when I posted. You can see the image of it there. And it's awesome. You can get it at bulliummax.com/FTL. Just float down the page and float back up or whatever, and the little pop-up should come up to let you enter.
Last segment, Bonnie was trying to explain some type of cylindrical building with what? Paintings on the walls, and so it looked like you were in a 3D situation.
Yeah, it's also like a diorama, like if they did
a panorama.
Yeah. Well, also diorama, kind of, but big. Like if you were it's supposed to be in one that was supposed to be the crucifix. Like there'd be the cross in there and stuff, like statues and sculptures and things like that. The word I was looking for was cyclorama.
So it's a 360 panorama. And they go in these buildings, and I guess it was their form of escapism back in the day.
Early 1900s, late 1800s. I don't buy it, though.
What do you mean you don't buy it?
I just don't think that was a thing. And there are plenty
But didn't these things exist?
There's one.
Allegedly. Right,
well, in 1909, there was, according to Wikipedia, there was the Battle of Gettysburg cyclorama in Alaska Yukon Pacific Exposition. Exhibition. Yeah, you're right. I have never been in one of these before.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they exist anymore? We have, like Cody said, we have movies, we have the internet. Right. But we also have museums, and I've never seen one of them in a museum.
That's a good point.
But these are huge, aren't they?
They don't have to be. They could be like a little, closet.
If you look into the history of lots of different buildings from this specific time period in the United States, I don't buy a lot of it. Like, oh, we just built things really ornately and beautifully, and then we just stopped. Or, like that. A lot of it doesn't add up. If you look into your town, look for things that look like cycloramas, a lot of them will have a different story. Like, oh, this was a, like in San Antonio, there's one in the Pearl, and supposedly it was a horse stable. And
apparently
it's
there's
just
one
like a cyclorama.
In Atlanta.
You gotta take her to one now.
There's an 18,000 square foot cyclorama in Atlanta right now. More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case.
Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.